Hello, you guys. I have something from the vault that I want to share with you guys. For whatever reason, this episode was not posted, but it's such a goodie, and I cannot let it just sit here in the vault for too much longer. So I'm going to share it with you guys today. This episode was recorded in late 2021. You guys, I apologize. I am just now really kind of diving into it and listening to it. And I figured a lot of information that's in this episode is still very relevant to today. So why not just go ahead and release it? So for those who do not know, at one point in my life, I lived in Texas. Actually, technically, at two points in my life, I lived in Texas in the same spot in Dallas. And one of the blessings that I had while being able to live in Dallas was working at a pageant store. I also worked at Davis Bridal too. But at the same time, so I had a unique experience of working with dresses and dressing women of different stages in their life, going to pageants, going to prom, and then getting married. And a lot of women who got married did not try on a dress since they went to prom. But while I was working at this pageant and prom store, I met and I was ultimately mentored by the owner there. Her name is Larissa Maynard, and she is the owner of Shimmer Boutique down there in Texas, and it is technically in Lewistown, Texas. Let me look at my best. But it's called Shimmer Boutique. It's this really pretty boutique store in the strip mall, and she technically is a merchandiser by trade, and she helps a lot of other dress stores get connected to some of these big pageant brands. But she has so many dresses in her inventory. She opened up her own dress store years ago, and she's been in the game for so long, and she's probably dressed some of your faves to win. And Larissa has been around for so long in the pageant business and in the pageant dress evening gown business. She works with Fernando Wong, and she has trunk shows where he will design your dress in her store and then make it. She flies out to Giovanni all the time in New York and customize a lot of dresses for a lot of girls in the Texas system and the Miss America Texas system. When I was out there, I met a lot of title holders from Oklahoma, Louisiana. People were flocking to Larissa's store, Shimmer, to get their dream evening gown. And I hate that I was hoarding this episode from you guys for so long. So let's go ahead and release it. She talks about how to find the best dress, how she got started in the industry, and dressing for your body shape. So mind you, this episode is in 2021, so some of the content in here will be a little bit dated that we talk about, but don't worry about none of that. Just focus on the gems that you're going to receive from Larissa. And also, please don't mind my voice. I have since matured. But nonetheless, this is going to be a nice episode for you guys. Make sure you get your glasses. This is a nice long one. We're looking at about an hour of your time. So really sit back, relax. Get that Chardonnay or the High Noon, whatever your drink of choice is, and really listen to some of the gems that Larissa is going to drop for you guys right there in your ears. I guarantee you're going to want to play this one on back. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Pageants and Prosecco. I'm your host, Brett, here, your hostess with the AKA Mostess. And I am at one of pageantry's secret gems. So secret, in fact, I had to come out here in person to record this episode just so I can talk to the woman behind the dress. I am talking about Shimmer Boutique right outside of Dallas, Texas. Yes, I am in Dallas, Texas right now, and I am going to talk to you guys and talk to Larissa, who is the woman behind some of your favorite pageant winners' looks. She dresses women in all systems, all types of systems, but what's crazy is that she's like a pageant dress guru, which is actually what I told her I wanted to talk to her about when I said I need to interview you for the podcast. Because she's a guru. She literally knows what looks good just from looking at you and looking at the dress and saying, this is going to be your wedding dress. And lo and behold, she has a host of women who will vouch for her and saying that, yes, she is indeed a pageant guru. And if you want a winning look, interview, gown, talent, you need to come here. You need to come to Shimmer. And this is not a advertised article, episode. I really know Larissa personally through Pageant Planet, and that's where I met her. And I learned about her business. She's a one-woman show here at Shimmer Boutique. She actually moved to a larger location because she has so many clients, so many customers. But we don't know her, but we do know her gowns and some of the people who she has worked with and who she has personally styled, including at one point was going to be Miss America, Kara Mund, but some politics got involved. But anyway, I want you guys to listen to this episode while I pick her brain about what it takes to find the perfect gown and how can she, how just about her life in the pageant world and how she has evolved to be this pageant dress guru, as I call her. Get your glass. This is going to be a goodie, and I'm excited. Hello, Larissa. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us, and I'm really honored to have you on my podcast.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
You are one of the first people I met in Texas in the pageant world, and since I met you, I've learned so much about pageants in general and pageant gowns, which is your specialty. And like I call you the pageant guru of pageant
that's
dresses.
That's so funny. I'm honored that you call me that. I'm just not sure. I don't know if I feel that way, but I love gowns, so maybe that's why it comes across that I have a heart for what I do. So it looks like I am the pageant guru, I guess.
Well, you dress so many women who went on to like either win or place or compete higher, and even some international title holders too.
That's
true. You able to like name just like a few?
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, I've dressed Jenny Couch, who was Miss Texas. She was Miss Texas 2012.
Okay.
I've dressed Shannon Sanderford. These are all Miss Texas America girls.
Okay.
So I'll just start from the beginning. I dressed Jenny Couch, Shannon Sanderford, Caroline Carruthers. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
You also dressed
Madison Fuller.
Yeah.
Ivana Hall. I didn't dress her when she won the pageant, mm-hmm. but I did dress her when she went to Miss America.
Okay.
And a fun fact about Ivana is that when she came to my store, she needed help finding an evening gown for her talent.
Okay.
And I said, "What are you singing?" She said, "I'm singing Fever." Well, at that time, Tariq Adiz, who is a pretty good brand right now, everyone should know who they are.
Yeah.
They make gorgeous gowns, and they just started selling to brick-and-mortar stores. They were only selling to online websites.
Oh.
So when she said, "I'm singing Fever," they had this dress that just came out, but it wasn't out in a store yet. It was only in their sample line. And she told me she was singing that, and I said, "I have the perfect dress for you." And she's like, "Okay, I want to see it." And they had just happened to send that to me, and it was a red long sleeve. It's synonymous now because everybody has seen it. It's been on Instagram. It's been all over the internet. But it was a red jersey, long sleeve, with the beaded cuffs on the front. And then the back just scooped down super low.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple.
Yes.
Well, that was the first gown ever worn from a title holder to compete in a pageant. And she wore it at Miss America. And they told me that when she wore it at Miss America that they were getting phone calls left and right from stores because she made the top 10. And she came out and she sang in it. And she looked beautiful. I mean, mm-hmm. it was red with her beautiful skin, and she's just a beautiful girl. So when she came out to sing her talent, and she had that gown on, I mean, it was really amazing. So I did dress her for that. And then I already said Madison Fuller was the most recent.
Yeah.
And then Miss Belize, there was my customer, Rebecca Rath. She was Miss Belize 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I did dress her. And Miss Louisiana USA was my customer. Lauren Bizza.
Okay.
I dressed her actually when she won Miss Louisiana USA, but not when she went. Oh, no, actually, I did dress her for Miss USA, too. I forgot. And I've dressed some Miss New Mexico America, and I dressed Miss New Mexico USA. It's mm-hmm. two different title holders. Really, there's been a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot, and I really just, you know, I just really try to help the girls look their best.
Yeah.
So it's not me that, me helping them find a gown, that's just one portion of it. But they go out and they feel confident, mm-hmm. and I think the confidence shows. So it doesn't really matter what dress you're wearing, but if you feel like $1 million, no matter how much you spent on your gown, it's going to show on stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What do you think is, well, how many girls How long have you been in business? Let's start there.
Okay, I've been in business, well, for my retail store, I've had it for nine years.
Okay.
9 years in my retail store. And then in the dress business, I've been in the business since I was 19 years old.
Wow.
So yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And so I'd say 30 years.
Wow.
30 years in the dress business. Pretty much my whole adult life.
Okay.
So far.
So how many girls do you think you've dressed in pageants? Like
hundreds. I have to say hundreds, because honestly, when I look back, when I have I still own my wholesale company, and back then the stores that I was selling to, they were pageant sponsors, and they would call me and they would say, Larissa, you know, I have a customer come in, she's going to compete for Miss, you know, Tennessee, Miss Alabama, Miss North Carolina, whatever it was, whatever store was the sponsor, and they would call me and ask me for dresses because I'm a wholesaler.
Okay.
And I would say, okay, well, tell me what they look like, or tell me what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they'd say what they were wanting or something, to just give me a description. And I said, okay, I have a few dresses, I'm going to send them to you. And then I would send them the dress, and they would call me and they'll say, my customer won, thank you so much. So I was dressing pageant girls long before I had a retail store.
Yeah.
But I was helping the retail store.
Right.
Helping them find a gown for their pageant customer. So I've pretty much been doing this all my life.
Yeah.
But not until I opened up my retail store have people really understood, and now they're like, okay, now I see why you're good at this. It's not, you just didn't have a store for 9 years, you've been doing this for 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of loving what you do.
Yeah.
And helping the girls.
So do you think that there's like do you have an eye for what looks good on a girl, or can you like see a girl and just be like, okay, I'm gonna put the dress on you, and you just know which dress to go get? Like,
yes.
Do you have like an inventory, like a Rolodex of dresses?
I do. In my head, I'm very visual, and I have a photographic memory.
Okay.
So when I go to all the fashion shows and I'll go to the showrooms, I scan the dresses. I look at everything, and the ones that really stand out to me are the ones that I put in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, excuse me, when a girl comes in, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, say you walk in, I picture a dress on you immediately. I picture a style, a look. May not be the color, but I picture a certain look on you. And most of the times when customers come in my store, they have one idea,
yeah,
because they're so used to the look that they go for and what they pick out. But in my mind, I see them differently.
Mm-hmm.
So when I put dresses on them, they would always say, I've never worn this color. I've never thought I could wear this dress or this style or whatever the reason is. But in my mind, as soon as they walk in, I don't know what it is, but I just know.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
And you just like just able to just find it on the racks and just be like, here, try this on.
That happens a lot. That, usually what's funny is the girls will come in and three dresses they'll try on max. And usually the first dress, they're always surprised because they'll say, I love the first gown I tried on, and I used to shop at other stores and no one would really, you know, help them, yeah, style them. So they would just go through the motions and just try dresses until they actually found one that they liked. But what I feel like happens here at my store is that when they walk in, since I can kind of visualize them right away, I just pull a few dresses and I'm like, this is what you need to try on because I don't think you've tried something like that on before. And then they,
yeah,
put it on, and then that changes their whole perspective. And then I see their face light up, and you know, and then I know that we're on the right direction. For sure.
So have you found some people who are just like, it's hard to switch them into a new gown, or it's hard to change their mind on what they found on their phone or what they found on Instagram?
Sure. All the time. I mean, girls come in with pictures on their phone and they'll say, I want this dress. But then, you know, if I look at the girl and I look at the dress, I'll sometimes say, well, you know what, this girl is 5'11". You know, you're only 5'2". So we have to kind of look for a gown that's going to maximize your best look. So if you're really,
yeah,
tall, you can get away with different type of dresses. You know, you can get away with just more dress or more beads or more fluffiness.
Got it.
A taller girl can get away with a lot more because they can carry it off on stage.
Okay.
A shorter girl, you can't go too crazy. You have to consider the height and the weight of every girl.
Okay.
Because on stage, you look a lot different on stage than you do standing in the mirror in my store. So you just kind of have to, I have to redirect them. And I just say, try it on just to see. You know, just let's see what it looks like. You don't have to buy it. Let's just have fun. You know, because when the girls come in my store, I want them to have fun. That's the whole concept of me having my store.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're out shopping, it's not fun to shop when no one's there to help you, or, you know, you don't know what you're doing. And you're, you know, these girls are spending a lot of money on their gowns. So I don't want it to be stressful. I want them to come in here and feel like it's their closet and we're playing dress up.
Right.
So that's my approach every time, because if it's fun for them, it's fun for me, and then I love what I do and they're having fun.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, if they love their gown and they've had fun coming into my store and they've loved like my customer service, then they come back. And so, and I feel like if you take away all the stress right away, it just makes it a more enjoyable experience. And then I feel like when they get on stage, you know, when they love their gown so much, it really shows. I mean, you know when a girl loves their gown, and you know when you wear a gown if you love it or not. So it's really important for me that every girl gets 100% of my attention, and that we really go through all the styles. And I try to keep telling them, you know, have an open mind, because if you have an open mind, you're going to do better in life anyway.
Yeah.
So it's, we start here in the store, and we try to parlay that out into the stage.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And there's been a few gowns that you have me tried on for you, and I'm like, oh wow, I would never even consider like yellow.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Or like a strapless gown.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do a strapless, but then like you're like, oh, here goes a random gown. Try this one on. I'm like, oh, Lewis, look at you.
And it looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think,
what the heck? How do you do this?
It's just, I just think everybody has their own talent. You know, everyone has their own talent.
Yeah.
And I think that because I've been in the business for so long, that I'm trained. My eye is just very trained.
Okay.
Very, very trained. I've looked at, I used to edit catalogs for some of the major prom manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me their pictures before they put it into their catalog, and I'd look for all the mistakes.
Oh, wow.
And then I would circle them and edit them and send them back. So I did that. I've also helped with a major prom line that they were just changing over to a new, they were rebranding, mm-hmm. and I flew up to their showroom, and they basically showed me every single thing that they were thinking of, you know, putting on their line, and they asked me to edit the line.
Oh,
so
wow.
When I edited the line, you just say, okay, no, I like that, or I don't like that, or switch this, or change that, or maybe, you know, you're going to do these colors, why don't you do these colors instead? So that was really successful. They did really well, and so it helps me. It just gives me more learning tools.
Yeah.
So I can be a better buyer for my store, and mm-hmm. I can just be a better person to help the girls in their shopping.
Maybe you're like the fairy godmother of dresses.
I get called that a lot, and at first I thought, I'm not that old, but now I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You know, because when I was little, I loved Cinderella. Who didn't love Cinderella? Or all the Disney movies and all the princesses. And, you know, the little fairy godmother comes out, and she waves her wand, and we done.
What? No, you're good. Do not disturb. My mother's texting me.
Do we start over?
No, you're fine. I'll edit this out.
So what we were saying, I have.
You're like a fairy godmother, and you love Cinderella.
Oh yeah, I love Cinderella. So when the girls were calling me, oh, you're like my fairy godmother. At first, I thought I'm not old. You know, I feel young at heart. But now I take it as a compliment, because the fairy godmother could take a simple girl and turn her into this beautiful princess. And all I'm trying to do is pull that princess out of each girl, because we're all a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need someone to stand over you and pull that princess out.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what I do.
I totally agree. What have you seen evolving in the pageant world when it comes to gowns? Like when you first started towards what you're seeing now, and I know you're dressing probably some people for Miss USA soon. Are you doing any Miss Universe?
No, not this year.
Okay.
Wish I was. This year I'm not. I don't really know any of the other contestants, you know.
Oh, okay.
They're just from different countries, and USA is, you know, someone else is a sponsor for for her.
Okay.
I would love to. I think that, what did you ask me? I just lost my train of thought.
Oh, no, I was asking, what have you seen change?
Oh, yeah.
Since you started to, like, now, or, you know, going to this year's Miss USA competition.
Well.
Like, what kind of style has changed?
I think it's such a roller coaster ride of evening gowns. I mean, when I first started, it was very pageanty. It was very over the top with the glitz and the ruffles and the layers and the chiffon and just a lot. But I started probably in around 2000.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. That's not all right.
Is it earlier?
No, 2009.
Okay.
So in 2009, I just thought the dresses were, you know, very glitzy, very pageant patty.
Yeah.
So much, too much. And then now, like, it's gone up and down where you have straight dresses, then you have ball gowns, and then you've seen some girls in two pieces, and then you started seeing girls in prints, like some girls will mm-hmm. wear a print. Not so much the print, but you would see a few girls step out of the box. Now today, it really has evolved into like red carpet. But the thing about that is you have to be careful about the red carpet look, because you are still competing in a pageant, and the red carpet translates on a red carpet.
Right.
But sometimes it doesn't translate on a pageant stage. Oh. So you have to be really careful what you pick, because something may look beautiful when you're taking a photograph in it, but when you're walking on stage with all the lights, it can have a different look to it. So I think that when a girl goes into a store, it's really important that if they're looking for red carpet, they need to make sure someone's helping them find the right red carpet look, because it could die on stage. You know, it could look really beautiful on Charlize Theron on the red carpet, but then you come out in it and it doesn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to make sure the hair is right. You have to make sure their makeup is right, their jewelry, if they're going to wear earrings or whatever.
Would you recommend a lot of girls coming in, like, makeup ready, picture ready, when they try on gowns?
I think that's, if they're interested in really getting a gown, they really need to envision themselves in it. So I think it's important, because if they have their hair and makeup on, then they can put the dress on and say, oh, I see it. But a lot of times, too, the girls come in without hair and makeup done. And if they love their gown, just looking like with, you know, plain nothing on them, and then they put the gown on and they love it, then you say, wow, if you love it now, just wait until you have your hair and makeup ready. You're going to be stunning. So it just depends on which way you look at it. Okay. You know.
And I know you also judge quite a few pageants too. Have you?
No.
Have you judged?
No.
Frequently at all?
I've only judged one.
Oh, really?
In New Mexico.
Okay.
And that was it.
Well, you watch.
Well, because I'm a sponsor, so I can't. I've been a sponsor for Miss Texas.
Oh, yeah.
America since 2010.
Okay.
So being a sponsor for a pageant, I can't really be a judge.
Oh, gotcha.
Because the girls shop with me, so it wouldn't be fair.
Gotcha.
You know, because if I knew the girls and they came shopping with me,
yeah,
it wouldn't be right. So I don't judge the pageant.
Yes, you have to. Well, that makes sense, because you also do dress a lot of the contestants.
I do.
So, but as just like someone who watches the pageant, or you've seen women compete in gowns, do people really lose with their gown choice? Like, if it's really just like an awkward fit or an awkward color or an awkward walk, do you see that as a huge determining factor? Like, the gown is a huge factor in winning or losing, or even placing and not placing?
Well, I think it's a mix. This is where I think everyone gets confused. It's not a matter of how much you spend on a gown. It's just how polished you look in the gown that you buy.
Okay.
So you can buy an inexpensive gown, $200 or $300 if you want to, but you need to make sure that the alterations is right. You know, that's not too short, that it's not too long, it's not see-through, that you can't see the cups on stage. You know, there's a lot of variables. So to me, it's not about, like I said, it's not about how much you spend on the gown, but it's how you present it.
Okay.
So if you come out and your hair is on point, your makeup is beautiful, and you have a white strapless chiffon gown with a split in the front, and you pay $300 for it, you're going to look amazing in it, as long as it's the right length and you had it fit correctly. Alterations, to me, is what makes or breaks a dress. Because you can see beautiful... I see a lot of girls in gowns. They come out and their gowns are too long, and they're tripping on them in the front, or you see them fold over under their shoes, and it just takes away from that look. So you could have a girl next to you, the next girl that comes out, that has the inexpensive dress on, but she's polished, everything is perfect on her, and she's going to look better. She's going to have a better presentation than the girl that comes out that looks a little sloppy. So I think if you're going to be in a pageant, you really got to be honest. And when you look in the mirror, if your dress is too long and you say, oh, I didn't want to spend the money on alterations. Well, just the money you spend on that alterations could make or break your placement. I feel like I think that's a determining factor. Just the looking polished on stage.
Yeah.
Girls have won. Ivana Hall won in a gown less than $500. Her gown was beautiful, and she carries herself well, and she's smart, and she's intelligent, I mean, pretty, and just always put together. When she came out in her gown, she looked amazing in it, and she didn't spend a lot of money on it. Sure. And I was really proud of her for that. I mean, you really don't have to spend a lot.
Yeah.
We can talk about that, too. But like you said, I think the presentation about being polished is the key.
Yeah.
Not how much you spend on a dress, because, you know, everyone has a different budget.
So do people come in here... like they do with when they buy wine, like, oh, I don't want a cheap wine, and it's
gonna
be bad. I don't want a cheap dress.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Well, because someone will come in and I'll show them a dress. They'll tell me their budget. Say their budget is hypothetically under $1,000, and I'll show them a dress. It's $500, and I'll say, well, we're gonna try this on. Well, my budget's $1,000. I said, I know, but this is really pretty. I've seen it on someone. I want you to try it just to see. And a lot of times, if I can get the girls in the dress to see my point of view, then they understand and they're like, okay,
yeah,
well, I think I can do a $500 dress. And if they like it, then I'll say, well, then you can buy a pair of shoes. You can go get your hair done, your nails done. You know, you can save that money to do other things that I know you have to spend to, you know, to be in a pageant.
True.
It's not about, like I said, it's not about the amount that you spend. You have to be honest with yourself, and you can't compete with other girls on price range.
Yeah.
You have to, because girls will come in sometimes and they'll say, I can spend whatever. I don't have a budget. So I'll say, okay, well, what are we looking for? And then they'll, you know, give me some ideas, and then I'll pull out a dress. And if it's, you know, $2,500, they'll say, oh, that's really out of my price range. And I think that they get embarrassed, you know, that they want to tell me, like, they may be a new person that's walked into my store, and I'll just say, just tell me your price range. It's okay. Like, well, a dress is a dress. It doesn't matter. Just forget the prices.
Yeah.
If you like it and it's $200, then that's fine. It says, it doesn't matter. I'm not about trying to sell them a gown. I'm trying to help them find the perfect gown.
True.
That's my motto, I guess you'd say. I want them to feel comfortable, come in and tell me your budget, and let's find something that will fit your budget and be perfect for you.
Right. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters, is how good you look and how good you feel.
Because
It shows on stage.
Yeah, for sure. And I've had, like I said, I have girls that have, there's been a lot in the top that have been in the top five that have spent under $700. And nobody knows.
Yeah.
But they don't look like a $700 dress. We just made it look like a $700 dress with good alterations, adding a few bells and whistles to it, and it looks amazing. So yeah. I pride myself in helping the girls spend less than $3,500 is probably the max that I will sell in my store.
Okay.
35 and under. If somebody wants to spend more, I'll help them find a dress that's more. But it's very, I think 35 and under is probably, since as long as I've been doing this, I feel like that's reasonably priced. $500 to $3,500. And then you have a mixture. You know, everyone has a different budget, but the $3,500 customer may find something she likes for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then she can buy other dresses too. So it just varies. I mean, it really varies.
So what about, how much do you think someone should spend for their full wardrobe? If they have to like get all new wardrobe, interview, gown, swimsuit, a talent.
Oh, that just really depends on the person.
Okay.
That's why I would say, you just tell me your budget, we'll make it work.
Okay.
That's how I am.
Have you dressed someone's entire wardrobe, like interview and gown?
I have. Just recently, for Miss Colorado USA.
Oh, really?
The girl at Madison Doring Camp.
Okay.
She's a beautiful girl. She's so sweet and so nice, and I just wanted to help her look her best, and so she told me what her budget was, and we worked within her budget, and she got everything from... She just bought everything for me, and Fernando Wong designed it.
Oh, nice.
Everything. The whole thing. So she's like, I can't believe I got all my wardrobe for this amount. And I almost bought a dress for the whole amount, well, like one dress for the amount that I spent on everything I got from you. You don't have to spend a lot. Me being in the business for so long, I just know where I can look for a good dress in someone's budget.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, that's kind of refreshing to know that you're not trying to have people spend a lot, like, on purpose. I feel like some dress stores are like, oh, here goes a $3,000 gown. I'm just like, well, I don't want to spend this much.
And then you do have
that, like, awkward feeling, like, oh, I just wanted something just to have something, nothing crazy.
Right. Well, and it's awkward for you.
Yeah.
I feel like it's awkward for a customer to come in, and then you're being pushed, having gown pushed on you that you really can't afford, and then it makes you feel uncomfortable. And right then and there, I feel like that's when you just... It's just not right, because if you're coming to my store, I'm not going to push gowns on you. I just help you find the perfect gown. So whatever other stores you go to and they're just trying to sell you a dress, that's just not the right, that to me personally, that's just not the right way to do it, because you have to like the gown.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford it and they're pushing it on you, and then you try to find any means to buy it because you're embarrassed, say you're just embarrassed and you don't want to say no, and then you just buy it, then you're going to have buyer's remorse too.
True. Yeah.
And you can't return the gowns once you buy them. So I just don't like that. I would never do that to anybody, because I wouldn't want to be treated like that.
What are some like key indicators that you're not in the right dress store and to run?
Well, it could be for any store. You know, if you walk into a store and say you're in jeans and a t-shirt and nobody comes over to help you, but you might have $2,000 to spend and they don't know, but they judge you when you walk in, and they don't come to ask you if you need help or what can I help you with. To me, that's a red flag.
Okay.
You know, because you don't know what someone can afford when they walk in the door. You know, if I have someone walk in flip-flops, I'm going to help them just as I would if I had Miss Texas walking in. I just don't ever judge people like that. And I think a big red flag is when you walk into a store. I'm a store owner, so this is probably different. I'm a store owner. I'm here. I work in my store.
Yeah.
But if you go to another store that just has employees, they're just there. They don't own the business, so they don't have. They're not 100% invested into it. So, and if they work on commission, or you know, I don't know if they do or not. But if they do and they just wanted to sell you a pageant gown, they may look at you and judge you and say, oh, they're not in pageant. So let me go, wait until someone else comes in. And I've heard that happen. I've heard that happen to girls. And I just think it's unfortunate. And I just think if you're, you know, flipping the tags and looking at the tags and everything is covered or there's, you know, they, you can't go into a specific room unless you could spend a certain amount of money. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's fair. You know, why isn't everything available to anybody to look at? So... I just think a red flag is just not like when you walk in, you're going to feel it if they're paying attention to you or not, whether it's a prom store or any store,
mm-hmm.
you know, people can be judgmental.
Yeah.
And I mean, true. I've had it happen to me, so I know it happens to everybody, but you can shop anywhere you want to. So if you walk into a store and you don't like the way it feels, then you just turn around and leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where you feel more appreciated, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of times, as like a pageant shopper, you just kind of feel like you have to buy something, or that you have to spend because you like use their time and mm-hmm. they helped you. And you're just like, oh, I feel bad not buying something.
Right.
You
know,
I think that's kind of what people feel.
Well, I don't like them to. I don't like anyone to feel like that when they come to my store. I am more. You know, I'm more like, let me help you find a gown. I can work 2 hours with somebody, and they may say, you know what, I'm not ready to purchase a gown yet. Okay, that's fine. At least we worked and we kind of. Got an idea, and then you kind of know what you like, and if I don't pressure anybody, I don't need to pressure anybody. If they want to buy a gown from me, great, and if they don't, then that's okay too.
That's their loss.
It's their loss. Yes.
And they're not gonna win because they didn't get dressed by you.
Well, I don't know about that, but there's times that I've had customers come in and I had beautiful gowns for them, they looked amazing, and then they've gone somewhere else, you know, for whatever reason, and then I see them in their gown and I think, oh no, what happened? But that's okay, you know, I can't. But then they do come back to me. They'll come back and they'll say, well, you know what, can you help me this year? And I said, sure, I'd love to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a pageant girl. I'm not 20 years old. I'm not trying to be, a 20-year-old, but I'm definitely good at picking out gowns for girls and making them look their best. I've had a lot of gown winners over the years that have won overall gown, alpha evening gown. They've won in the pageant. They've had first place, second place, top five. I mean, I have a history, I feel, of dressing a lot of winners. Because I think that the ones that come in to ask me to help them, mm-hmm. they're open-minded. So it's just, they're open-minded. So I feel like if they're open-minded and they're letting someone else help them, that they're going to have a good chance of winning at a pageant because they're not so self-entitled.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're open to listening to other people's opinions. And I think that's a good trait to have.
Okay.
So it's not just about picking out a gown. I think it translates on stage and... You know, in life, really.
Yeah. Can you tell when a customer walks in, if she tells you what she was competing for, you're like, oh, I see you winning, or I see you as the next Miss So-and-so?
I think every girl that walks in my store has the potential to win.
Okay.
Every single girl.
That's nice to say.
If they want to win, like, it's in your mind. Like, I can look at a girl and I can say, wow, she's so pretty, she's smart, she's telling me she goes to college, she's getting a degree in this, or blah, blah, blah. But then sometimes I see that their self-esteem is a little bit low. And I really think that's, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. I think it's unfortunate that they don't see the beautiful girls that I see in every girl that walks in.
Right.
Because I mean, everybody has a chance. I never think that nobody does not have a chance.
Okay.
Because I think if you give your best and you listen to people and you ask for advice, I mean, why can't you be the winner?
Right.
In anything.
Sure.
Yeah. Just in anything. I just think pageants, to me, pageants are like life.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there and you give your best, and sometimes you get rewarded for it and sometimes you don't, but you have to have a good attitude, and you have to think that you can do it in your mind.
Yeah.
If you think that you can do anything that you want to, you can do it. So every girl that walks in here, doesn't matter if they're tall, short, you know, size 0, size 20, if you in your mind think you can accomplish something, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. So I don't ever look at anything. I'm a very positive person. So I try to pull out all the positive things in the girls.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Aw, that's good. That's good. You can see that in yourself, too, just from me knowing you all year.
Yeah, and I have a daughter. So, I mean, I try to be a good example to my daughter and say, hey, you know, I'm your mom. And, you know, one point, I'm your mom, but I'm also a business owner. So I try to set a good example for her.
Yeah,
and
true.
And I just feel like every girl is beautiful. Every girl is a Cinderella, and we just need to pull the Cinderella out of them.
Yeah,
that's it.
Absolutely. So, also with you mentioning you're a business owner, and you're also like a female business owner, and you run this entire store. And it's a for those who are listening, we're at like a nice little boutique. Nothing fancy, nothing crazy, but it's so gorgeous in here, and you have dresses like as if it's decor.
Yes, it is. They are my pictures. It's all my decorations.
Yeah. What made you want to switch over from wholesale to owning and be having the storefront?
Well, it just happened by accident. I have my business in downtown Carrollton Square, and that was my Better Off Apparel business, which I still have, which is a wholesale dress business.
Okay.
And in the square, they were having a pageant. It's called Lake of the Pines.
Okay.
And wait, we got to scratch all this.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay, scratch. I have ADD, by the way, so.
Oh, you're totally fine.
Did you get that on there, too? I'm not focused. I just thought of something else, so I thought about that. Ask me again.
What made you interested in having a storefront, and kind of how did you get started in switching from wholesale?
Okay. All right, so what happened is in my wholesale side, I'm not open to the public, and I had some girls walk in one day, like a couple of teenagers. And they walked in our office and they saw dresses hanging and they thought I was a store. And I said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not open to the public. I'm a wholesaler, so you can't shop here. You know, I'm sorry. And they said, well, we're looking for homecoming dresses. And I said, I'm sorry, I just can't help you. And then they said, well, everything is really pretty and there's no stores around here. And I said, okay, well, let me think about this. So I got their phone numbers and I asked my husband, I said, hey, what if I just ask the landlord if I can open up the suite for a weekend.
Oh.
And it was an empty suite. It was vacant, and it had no electricity in it or anything. And I had a rolling rack of Sherry Hill gowns, short cocktail Sherry Hills. And, you know, Sherry Hill has pretty dresses. So the girls saw those dresses, and that's what they were wanting to buy. So I called one of the girls back, and I said, if you want to come back Saturday, I'll let you come look at a few of these dresses. And they said, okay, great. Can we bring some friends? I said, sure. So I can't remember. It was maybe four or five girls showed up.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, like I said, there was no electricity in there. The landlord said I could have the key. I said, I just need it for the day. And he said, okay, no problem. And I literally, the office space was a restaurant. And so it was in shambles. You had to walk over the ceiling tiles. They were all on the floor. It was disgusting, yeah. To be honest. And so the girls went into this little corner. I rolled my rolling rack over there, and they bought a dress. All of them but one.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, I can't believe they bought a dress. I mean, this is not even a store. I just thought it was the funniest thing. So, excuse me. So I thought that was funny, and I told my husband, you know what? Maybe I can just rent this out and maybe just open up a little tiny store. I really didn't want to have a big retail store. I just wanted to sell a few dresses. Because I thought, well, if they need some dresses, I have some. I'll sell a few.
Right.
So I ended up renting that spot. And then right before I opened my store, I was leaving. My sister and I were at my store. We were cleaning it. And we were getting ready to open it like a week later. And there was a pageant in the square, Lake of the Pines pageant. It was a preliminary pageant to Miss Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and gave him my card. And I said, I'm about to open up a store right around the corner. And I said, whoever wins, I'll sponsor them.
Oh,
and the reason, I knew partially what that meant because I'm a wholesaler. You know, I told you I was selling to retailers.
Right.
So I kind of knew what the sponsoring was, but I didn't really know exactly. So 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from the director of the Lake of the Pine pageant. Of the Pine pageant, yes.
Yeah.
So he calls and says, you know, hi, this is, his name was Mike Graham. And Mike said, we are the directors for Miss Lake of the Pines, and you dropped your card off. We'd like to come see you at your store. I said, sure, no problem. And the funny thing about this whole thing, and we laugh about this, is that I was actually in the shower, and I had my cell phone right on the side of my right outside my shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I'm all about working. I'd never put my phone away. I'm always answering my phone.
Yeah.
So when he called, I just happened to answer. I thought it was a customer, but yeah. It was him. And he said, can you meet us in 30 minutes? I said, sure, no problem. And I was literally in the shower washing my hair. He had no idea. And they were going to meet me at my store. So I hung up the phone and I was really excited because I was like, wow, they're calling me. And so I rushed down to the store. I get there and he pulls up to the front of my store and he was with another person. And his name was Mark, and they were the co-director, and he had Danae Couch with him.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I first met Danae. And
my
so
goodness.
she was the one who won the pageant. So they walked in and they were just so fun and lively. And, you know, since for me being in the wholesale business my whole life, I finally started meeting a real pageant group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if this is what pageants are all about, I count me in. You know, I thought this was really great. And so she walks in and she was just so pretty and smart and polished. And I was like, wow, where? She's like a little lady boss. So I was really impressed, you know, because I'm a woman. I own a store and I see her walk in. And I didn't really know about the all I knew about pageants is what I saw on TV.
Mm-hmm.
What that's all I watched was Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Universe my whole entire life. So I only knew what I saw on TV. But when I met her in person, I was like, wow, she's so great. Like, I was just so impressed with her. And then her mom walks in, and her mom was just so lively and so fun. And I thought, these people are awesome. So he said, I also have a teen coming in.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, great. What's her name? And he said, her name is Larissa.
Oh, wow.
I said, another Larissa? I never knew any other, you know, I don't know a lot of Larissas. So I said, well, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. So she walks in, and she was, I don't know, she was 14 or 15 at the time, and her name was Larissa Bonacquisti. And she walks in, and she has this cute little poodle skirt on, and she's holding her poodle, and she had high heels on, her makeup done, her hair. And I didn't dress like that when I was her age. And she walks in, and I was like, who is this? You know, and that was the title holder. And I just thought she was precious.
Yeah.
You know, they should have just jumped off of a 17 magazine. So I thought, well, this is what the pageant girls are like. I want to be a part of this. Like, what can I do? I was really excited to help them. So he just said, well, you know, we just want to, you know, take you up on your offer. And little did I know that 2 years later that Danae was going to win Miss Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my journey with them. Those were the first two girls
wow.
that I worked with. So then that's how I loved having my store, because I'm like, if this is what it's going to be like, I love it. So
yeah.
that's how I got started.
Do you still keep in contact with them?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all the time.
With both
of
them?
Both of them.
Oh.
Yes. All the time. I mean, I talk to them. I mean, Larissa's about to graduate from LSU in Louisiana.
Oh.
She was Miss Louisiana
mm-hmm.
America.
Yeah.
And that year that I helped her, she was actually, she got first runner-up
mm-hmm.
as a teen. She wore this, and what's funny about her is her evening gown that we picked out for Miss Texas Outstanding Teen, I had gone to Chicago, and I just started picking up a pageant line, and when I came back, the director had said he wanted her in a pink ball gown.
Oh.
We envisioned her in pink. Like, everybody said pink.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was like to work with a group of people, because I've always worked with just the store owners and my wholesale side.
True. Okay.
So having my retail side, this was my new introduction into pageantry. So I didn't know everyone traveled in a group. You know, it's like a group of people. And you have to have, you know, like the mom's there, the dad, sister, uncle, grandmother. It just depends on who it is. And then the director, co-director. It's just always a group.
Yeah.
So I was not, I didn't know anything about that. So I really didn't know what to expect. So I was very new to this whole world. And so the pageant director said, well, I want some pink gowns. So when I was in Chicago, I brought back some pink dresses. And he said, okay, let's see what you have. And this was for her state. This was for the state pageant.
Mm-hmm.
So she tried on a few of the gowns, and they were just kind of like, no, you know, that's not it. We don't really like that. And he said, and I know he told me he wanted pink, but I didn't see anything. For me personally, I didn't see anything that wowed me. But while
yeah.
I was up there, there was a gown that I saw that I just fell in love with. It was amazing. And I thought, well, they asked for pink, but this is white. So I ran next door, and I thought, well, they don't really know me, and I'm just going to give my opinion. I was like, this is it. I mean, they thought I was just a store. They thought I just opened up a store. They didn't know that I had a history of being in the dress business.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I know the gown that's going to fit for her, but I didn't know how they were going to react to me saying, no, I don't think we need a pink ball gown. We need a white dress on her, because
right,
I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, they don't like this, but I know they're going to love this dress. So I brought this dress into Larissa, and I said, put this on. She's like, oh, it's white. And I said, I know, it's not pink, but oh my gosh, I love it so much. So she puts it on, and she loves it.
Aww.
And I knew right then and there, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to break out and just do my thing. And that's when I just said, okay, you know what? I've been holding back. I know you want pink, but I found something. This is the dress. And I'm sorry if I'm overstepping my boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want her to win, this is what I see her winning in. And so she comes out, and they loved it. They were shocked, amazed. They were so happy.
Aww.
And she went from play. I don't even think she had placed the year before. And then that year that I went to watch them compete, Danae made top five, and Larissa was first runner-up.
Holy cow.
Yeah, she looked like an angel. She looked beautiful. And I don't know, you may or may not remember this dress, but it was white one shoulder with a ruffle here,
okay.
And it had ruffles cascading at the bottom with a train. It was beautiful. She looked like an angel Aww. On stage when she came out. She looked beautiful. And that year, and you know, another girl, an older teen, had won that year. But Aww. Larissa did really well. And then I just start from there on, I just started helping them.
Is that when you knew you had the eye for it?
I knew, yes. Because I felt like the people...
Or confirm that you did have the eye.
Because when they were telling me what they were looking for and what they were envisioning, you know, I was so past that. Because yeah. I've been in the dress business my whole life. What they were wanting and what I was seeing... They were just, since I've been in the business for so long, I'm always two seasons ahead. Oh, so I cool. felt like they were two seasons behind me.
Right.
And I thought, well, you like that look, but this I see something better. You know, I just saw something better. And when you're just a retail customer, you only see what's in the store. But as a wholesaler, mm-hmm. you see things that are, you know, a year ahead of time.
Right.
So I felt like their girls needed to have a boost. Yeah. Of more, something more modern.
Yeah.
And so... I just felt like I thought, well, I'm just going to say what I feel and see what happens. And then I did, and then they loved it, and then they were always asking me my opinion, and they tried to keep me a secret. They didn't want anybody to know that I dressed them because I was new on the scene.
Yeah, true.
But then, so a lot of things happened, you know, and then I became a sponsor. Long story short, I became a sponsor for Miss Texas. They asked me if I wanted to dress Miss Texas, and mm-hmm. I said, oh, I'd love to. So anyway.
And here you are today.
Here I am today, 8 years later. So it's been fun.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the hardest things about being a business owner? Just like a woman business owner.
I really don't know because I work hard through everything.
Okay.
And if there's a struggle, I don't look at it as being something hard. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Is it something
it
you have to do?
It is what it is. I feel like whatever happens, you just have to work through it. And I have good days. Like, some days I'm selling a lot. I could have a week when no one comes in. But I don't... This is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
So I just go with the flow.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's not all perfect, but I feel like my attitude, I want to be positive in everything that I do
mm-hmm.
and don't focus on the negative and being in business for myself. I mean, it's not easy. There's competition and you just have to rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sit back and cry about it.
And how do you usually do that? Because there are other stores around here. So
I focus
on
myself.
Okay.
That's what I feel like. I feel like if you take your
focus... That's good pageant advice, too.
Yes, I feel like if you focus on other people, it takes you away from your own focus. And that's my energy, and I want to use it towards myself.
Okay.
I don't want to give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I just don't look... I really don't know how to answer that because there's always good and bad.
Yeah.
But I never soak into the bad part of it.
Oh, I feel it.
Do you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's something you just have to do.
Yeah, you just have to do it. And this is my livelihood. I've done this all my life, so I'm not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me to focus on anything negative, it's just not good for me. You know, I have to focus. I always go forward.
Yeah.
And I try to find a solution, whatever that may be, or whatever situation I'm in.
So since you do kind of have an eye and you, like, see seasons ahead, can you tell us kind of what's coming up in the pageant world? Or where do you kind of see gowns and dresses and styling going in the future?
Well, what I see is what I've noticed a lot is that everyone gets on Instagram. And everybody screenshots all these designers from overseas.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, so everyone, before we had Instagram, nobody really knew about these designers.
Okay.
Like, they weren't open for anyone to go find them. They're not on, because they don't sell those brands here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no outlet for them to show what they had. So the girls were always focused on the main dress companies.
Okay.
Like Tony Bowles, Givenchy, Sherry Hill, MacDougall. I don't know. Just kind of like the main pageant dress companies that they've had in the last,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, the last 20 years. So all of those designers from overseas were never present for us to look at.
Gotcha.
So now with Instagram, I mean, we can scroll all day long and see all these beautiful European designers, and those designs are starting to slowly hit the pageant stage because
okay.
I'm seeing them, like one that North Dakota, was it North Dakota?
USA.
Oh, the white and the blue.
Yes.
Was it Tony Ward?
I'm not sure who it was, but you're talking about with the ombre?
Yes.
The blue at the bottom? Yes.
That gown, I loved it on her.
And a huge train.
I had seen it 2 years prior.
What?
She loved it, and she looked beautiful in it, but I had already seen it. It was a gown that I'd already seen, and at the time, that was a little bit more edgy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't really a pageant gown, but she stepped outside the box, you know, and she said, I love that gown, and I want to wear it.
That was a gorgeous gown.
It was beautiful, and she worked it beautifully. Yeah. I mean, I thought she was going to win. I loved her presentation. I was there at Miss USA. And when she was there and she twirled and she threw it up in the air, mm-hmm. it was gorgeous. It was a beautiful moment. And she looked amazing. And I really thought she was going to nail it. But I think that going back to the dresses, I think that all these European designers are starting to seep into the U.S. And then
their influence.
Yeah, definitely. And it's hard, those designers, it's hard to buy directly from them. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. So
what specifically about their styles do you think that people love so much?
Well, they're just different.
Okay.
They don't look like your Asian. Like, a lot of the dresses are made in China.
Yeah.
So they're cookie cutter. You see one design, but you'll see 20 of them, 30 mm-hmm. of them, 40 of them, whatever. But their designs, they just have better quality fabrics. They just have different looks.
Yeah.
You know, and they just more designer, more dramatic. You mm-hmm. know, they look curvier. You know, they're tighter at the waist. They like to show off the curves. And they just have more drama. And you just don't see a lot of that European designing over here because these are American designers and they're European designers.
Yeah.
So it just has a different look to it. But I like that it's coming over here. Mm-hmm. And I try to introduce that, you know, to some of the girls. But again, if they're like a year behind, you know, a year or two behind, even though we're in Dallas, some girls are still into the, I want the cape dress with the, you know, I want a train on it. I want beaded at the top with a chiffon bottom or, you know, taffeta bottom. And those are pretty. It's just, I've seen that a million times. So to me,
I know that's time too.
It's not innovative. Yeah. Even if you change the neckline and, you know, change the beading, it's pretty. Mm-hmm. But I prefer European dresses just because I think their designs are beautiful.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I love them because they're dramatic. And then the girls love them too because they walk in and they show me on their phone, can you get me this? And they'll say, can you get me this for $500? And I'll say, well, that's a $20,000 gown. So it's very hard to find a dress that looks like that, but let's find something in your budget, mm-hmm. you know, that maybe has that. You can't, it's very hard to find when someone, it's just like saying, can you sell me this Mercedes, but I only have the budget of a $500 used car.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot do that. Like, it's impossible, but you can find something beautiful in the price range. You just kind of have to get off of that. That's unattainable just because mm-hmm. it could be unattainable because the fabrics, it was custom made, it was handmade. There's a lot of factors that go into a gown and their pricing. So I don't even know if that's making any sense what you just asked.
No, it does.
I'm getting off track
again. It does. No, cause I'm a fan of also the European designer, Asian designers. I always like screenshot. And just to save it.
Who's your favorite?
I think there's one guy named Michael. I don't actually know that name.
Michael Cinco?
Mm-hmm.
He did Miss Universe's gown. Miss France. So. What was her name? Iris?
Yes.
The white with the blue? I mean, the black and the blue?
Yes. And then Pia's gown?
Yes.
Her farewell gown. Same guy. Yeah.
There's so many beautiful European designers. And I would love to introduce them to the girls. I would love the girls to wear them, but they just have to make sure that they understand that they're expensive.
Yeah.
And for me as a store owner, I have to buy what sells. And if I knew I would have customers that would, you know, purchase that type of gown, I would have more in my store. But it's an investment, and so I have to be careful.
Do you see that as, like, being worth it? Like, if you are going to Miss Universe to invest in something that doesn't cost a lot, because it's Miss Universe.
The problem, well, there's not a problem, but when you go to Miss Universe, I mean, you need to bring your A game.
Yeah.
These designers all over the world are, you know, want to dress these girls, so they're not going to bring a $500 off-the-rack gown. They're going to bring something amazing, so you definitely have to step it up.
Yeah.
100%. So we'll see what Miss USA does. I hope she steps it up. I know one year Miss USA had a gown on. I saw it, and it was a prom dress, and I was mortified, thinking, how can our Miss USA be wearing a prom dress on the Miss Universe stage? I thought it did her such a disservice. And there's a million designers out there. And sometimes, you know, I think the girls should be able to wear what they want.
Yeah.
You know, if they love a certain designer, then wear it.
Yeah.
You know, but you have sponsors.
So, does politics kind of play a role in how a girl's dress is, like when she wins state and goes to nationals or nationals going to internationals?
Well, it just depends on how open.
Do they have a lot of say-so in choosing their gowns?
I think that they do. I mean, I know for me, for Miss Texas, whoever's Miss Texas, they can come. They get to come to my store, and they can get anything that they want. There is no limitations, and there's no restrictions. Every store is different, so for me to answer for other stores, I cannot answer that. I can only answer for myself.
Yeah.
And I let Miss Texas pick whatever she wants. Any designer that I carry that I can get my hands on, I will roll out the red carpet.
Aww.
And so she's not limited. So I don't want to limit someone. That's their dream. And if I can be a part of that dream and a part of their journey, mm-hmm. I want to be helpful. I don't want to be in control of it because it's not me to control. So I just let her get whatever she wants.
Okay. So then what do you think is the biggest tips for someone shopping for a gown? For someone who's new to pageant world, let's start there. What would be your tips for shopping for a gown or looking at gowns?
I would say that you first need to get a budget in mind. You definitely have to have a budget. Okay. And sometimes you can go off the budget a little bit.
Would you recommend if you found something that's like $100 more to go for it?
Yes. If you love it and it's $100 more, then you definitely go for it. And I think that you have to be open-minded because the person that's helping you, whatever store you go into, not just mine, but any store, I feel like they were going to have more knowledge than you would if you're a first-time competitor.
Okay.
So you have to be open-minded. And I think that if the majority of people are saying that they love it on you, but you hate it, you don't get it. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing. You can't, just because they don't, they're not in a pageant, but they know how they feel. They need to say, okay, well, I don't really love this dress, even though everybody loves it on me, but maybe I can find something in between. Mm-hmm. Because the girls that come in to see me, sometimes the new ones, they have no idea. They start pulling prom dresses that I'm like, no, that is not going to work. Only because I've seen the pageants, and I know what the girls wear. And I don't want my customers to go to a pageant and feel that they could say, well, why didn't Larissa tell me about this? All these girls are in these beautiful gowns. I've had a lot of things happen with parents that'll say, why didn't you tell me? I could have bought something like that. Well, you told me your budget, was this, and this gown was this price.
Right.
And they would say, well, you should have told me anyway. So I can't limit myself to what I tell them and what I don't tell them. I just show them whatever they want to see.
Right.
And then if it's in their price range, I try to stay in their price range is what I'm trying to say first. And then if they're not sure, I'll say, well, we can go a little bit higher. I've learned if they tell me their budget's 500, I'll stay in the 500 at first.
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing's working, then I'll say, okay, why don't we do 700? Let's see what we can find for 7.
Okay.
We just kind of work our way up until they say, and they could love the gown at 500 or love a gown at 700. It doesn't matter. Okay. But girls need to be open-minded, especially when they go to a store. And if a store does work with pageant girls, they do need to listen.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I'm hoping that every store will just give them positive feedback and will be honest about it. Don't just try to sell them a dress.
Yeah. So have a budget, be open-minded.
Yes.
And listen.
For sure.
Okay. So now how do you help dress women who are seasoned in this and they tried on thousands of dresses in their lifetimes, probably even modeled a few dresses?
Mm-hmm.
How do you help them find a gown when they are tried on thousands of gowns in their lives before?
Well, I always ask them, how did you place? Like, how did you feel with the gowns you chose? Tell me a little bit of your history.
Okay.
If you've been in the business a long time, all about gowns, what do you want me to help you? Or do you just want to look for yourself? I do ask the girls that because they may say, well, I've been competing for 10 years. And I'll say, well, have you won a pageant? Have you won evening gowns? Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
And if they say, no, I haven't. And I'll say, well, I have a different point of view. So let's just be open-minded and try some dresses on. And that happens too, still with girls that have modeled at market or they've been at a pageant stage and they've placed in the top 5 or they've been in multiple pageants. They don't always know, even mm-hmm. though they try stuff on, because we all have our habits and we all tend to go to the same thing over and over again. But then if you see someone else's point of view, then it opens up your mind again, and you'll say, wow, I never thought of trying that on because that's not the style that I thought looked good on me.
Oh, so gotcha.
Being open-minded is like...
That's a big thing.
Yeah, I think being open-minded and listening to people and respecting their opinion,
mm-hmm.
that's a good habit to have because it just translates into life too. like if you go work for someone or... It's a good habit. It's a good trait to have.
Yeah.
To be open-minded.
Totally agree. Well... Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add or just talk about?
Oh, there's
about?
So much. I don't know. Where do you want to start again? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. We can always do part 2.
Yeah,
if you think of something else.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Because learning your side of the business is so important for, our listeners, because some people just compete. And you never know, what the experts have, their opinion in the whole pageant world.
Sure.
And their eyes.
And I think I'm not one to just be pushy and just act like I know it all. I would never do that to someone. So if a girl's come into my store, if they have questions, I always want them to ask me and not to be shy and to give their opinion. And if I help them with a dress, I want them to say, oh, I don't like it. Be honest. Honesty and open-mindedness really gets you a long way in life.
Yeah. I'm curious, who, like, the past Miss USAs or Miss Americas that have won, What kind of style did you like the best? Like, well, whose gown did you really like and love, or whose look was just like it for you, or top looks?
As far as any pageant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the winners mainly.
The winners.
Did you have any?
I loved Nia.
Nia Sanchez.
Yes, when she won, she had that Michael Costello evening gown on. Oh, the yes, red one.
The red one.
I loved that because at the time it was different. Mm-hmm. It was opposite of what all the other girls were wearing.
Yeah, and it had a center part, too.
It had a center part, and it looked, you know, it was wavy. It had the...
Yeah.
What do you call it? I can't even think right now.
You're fine.
It had the, what do you call it? Ruffle. Yeah. Not ruffles, but kind of like a wave pattern.
Yeah.
And I thought it was beautiful on her. It just fit her perfectly. Mm-hmm. And then I loved Olivia Jordan's hot pink. Was it the hot pink ball gown with the ruffles? Yeah. Just because it was different. I mean, it was a lot of dress, but she looked like a Barbie doll. So I remember that, and I remember... I was at Miss USA when Olivia Culpo won. Okay. And
with the purple dress?
With the purple dress. And I thought she was beautiful. I mean, she's just gorgeous. She just looks like a perfect human being. I just never seen anyone so pretty in my life. You know what I mean? I don't know. She looked like a porcelain doll. She was really pretty, and I just loved her presentation. You know, I think when the girls show confidence on stage, mm-hmm. whatever they're wearing, you love it. Mm-hmm. Even if you didn't like the dress. You just still like the girl in general.
I think Olivia's dress was borrowed, or she rented it.
I can't remember.
$100. It was something like that. Really? I just know it was short, too. It was 2 inches too short.
I don't remember that. I don't remember those things. I just remember what she looked like, and I thought she was so pretty.
Maybe that was the one from Miss Rhode Island. No, I think she wore the same one, too.
And there was another girl. I was at Miss USA, and there was another girl. I think it was Miss Alabama. Mary Margaret
McCord. Yes.
She was amazing. She was so pretty. I just thought she was going to win that pageant, and I can't remember who won that year. Erin Brady? Did Erin?
I believe so. In 2013?
I can't remember who won, but I remember that other girl thinking, wow, she looked amazing when she came out on stage. You know, I thought she was so pretty. I loved her gown. There's been so many gowns. I love all the gowns that my customers wear. Because I think when they come out in their pageant, they look so pretty. I just... The girl that won... overall evening gown last year, an alpha evening gown at Miss Texas.
Okay.
Her gown was under $1,000.
Wow.
And there was some very expensive gowns on at Miss Texas America. You know, it looks like a Miss America pageant when the girls come out, like Miss Universe. They all go for it and have pretty dresses. But she came out and she just modeled it so perfectly. She looked beautiful. It was just her. It was perfect, and it was under $1,000. I was so happy that, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. It's just her presentation and the way the dress fit her. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then my teen customer also won alpha evening gown and overall evening gown for the teen.
Oh, nice.
And hers was beautiful. She had a big, beautiful ivory ball gown on, and it was her presentation, too.
Yeah.
So that's important.
Yeah. Do you see ball gowns becoming, like, a norm on national stages?
I think so.
I love ball gowns.
I do, too. I think, you know what I think? I think more miss should wear ball gowns.
Yeah.
But sexy. I like a sexy
ball gown?
Well, like a low back or a high slit or, you know, a little bit more mesh on the top.
Okay.
You can be sexier on the top and still be, you know, classy at the bottom.
Yeah.
But you've got to add a little, I think you need to add a little sexiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because on stage it looks more dramatic, you know.
Yeah.
I love ball gowns, too. I think they're really pretty. I'd like the ones that, they don't all have to be a tulle ball gown, either. It could be a chiffon ball gown.
Oh, true.
You know, they all don't have to look like a teenager. They could be lace ball gowns. They could be sheer ball gowns. I mean, there's a million ways to do a ball gown. But I think for a miss in general, I think they should have a little bit more drama to it.
Mm-hmm.
I love anything, to me on stage, anything that's sexier for a miss, but classy. Like, you got to keep it classic. We don't want to
look... How do you feel about some of these dresses that are kind of like almost like nude?
The
like
nude?
Georgia.
Which one was hers? I forgot.
She had Georgia USA. She had a blue. And she looked like, I believe she's from Colombia. She's now in Georgia now. But she looked like a traditional Latino winner at Miss USA, and it was just like real
so just like it looked like the no lining in it.
Yeah, nothing. I think they had to add a lining to it. I believe I've heard that.
I think that,
but like when she turned around, because I was in the audience, we're all like what's gonna show, because it was only beading just like covering, you know,
right
the
there.
Butt, and it was just like we saw like a lot.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I think it should be a little bit tasteful. I think it's okay to cover, like, you can have it lightweight and I guess the idea is they want it to look lightweight and not heavy on stage, so they take away the lining, but you still want to have a little modesty.
Yeah.
You know, you still have to have a little modesty. I mean, I'm not a big fan of coming out and, you know, you just see something covering the top and something down, you know, covering the bottom. Mm-hmm. I just think you don't need that because it takes away, because then you're wondering, you know, can I see something? You know, it just takes, you get distracted. Yeah. If there's a beautiful girl, sometimes she doesn't need beads. She just needs something plain and simple. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a huge fan of the totally see-through if you can see through it. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what about the gowns that you see now, like on the red carpet, where you can see like the underwear line, like in a...
Oh, I don't, it's okay. I mean, I feel like that's been done already. It's already been done like 2 seasons ago.
Oh.
So I really, you know, cause you see the little bottoms with the sheer black pants now and you see all that, but I mean, I've already seen that. So I'm kind of over it. I just think if you're going to do, it just needs to be tasteful. You can be sexy and tasteful, but it's hard to be, if you're all sexy, I just think it's the wrong pageant to be in. Like, why wear a dress? You know, you want to be beautiful on stage and you want to make sure you carry yourself well. And I think being too sheer can be too much. Cover it up, you know, cover some of it.
And that seemed like a good place to end the episode. And so I appreciate you for coming on and for having our listeners, you know, pick your brain a little bit.
No, it was fun. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for just always tuning in and just being like a good, you know, resource, a good pageant resource.
Anytime.
All right, thank you, Larissa.
All right.